This is VOA News, Sophia Ramon, I'm Marissa Melton. We start this hour with violence in Africa. Al-Shabaab jihadists killed at least 12 people Sunday in a raid on a town at military base in central Somalia. This according to the army and local officials. One source told the French news agency the attackers were pushed back and many of them had been killed, although the exact number of dead was not clear. The source said the attack started with the detonation of a vehicle loaded with explosives. Al-Shabaab confirmed the attack and claimed 34 soldiers at the military base had been killed. Authorities also announced Sunday that they had executed 21 Al-Shabaab members. That's the largest ever execution carried out in Somalia. And Al-Shabaab has been linked to Al-Qaeda. At least 15 people were burned alive or shot dead in a horrific attack in central Burundi after armed men blocked off a road and started killing travelers, according to security sources on Sunday. The ambush happened Saturday night. It mirrors similar attacks staged in the East African country last year. Armed men barricaded a road with boulders and sprayed bullets into vehicles. They also poured petrol and set two buses on fire, burning the passengers alive. And what one witness said were scenes of horror. At least 13 people were torched alive and at least two were shot dead, according to witnesses and a local official. Indian officials said Sunday they suspect explosives-laden drones were used to attack an airbase in the disputed region of Kashmir, calling it the first such incident of its kind in India. The region's police director general told the private news channel New Delhi Television that drones with payload were used in both the blasts. He called the attack one of terrorism. Two soldiers were lightly wounded in the explosions, according to a military officer. You're listening to VOA News. Miami-Dade's mayor said Sunday the death toll from the collapse of a Florida beachfront condo building in the United States has risen to 9 as search and rescue efforts continue. Scores of rescue workers remain on the massive pile of rubble, still hoping to find survivors among the more than 150 people who remain missing. 4 days after Thursday's collapse, authorities and loved ones fear the death toll will go much higher. Dozens of families await word on the fate of loved ones. The atmosphere inside a hotel ballroom where around 200 family members were briefed by authorities on Saturday was tense, according to AP sources. They say families frustrated with the slow pace of recovery efforts demanded they be allowed to go to the scene. Families are not among rescue workers because of the dangers involved, and the mayor of Surfside, Florida, has said they are short on luck, but not resources. Hong Kong police arrested a former senior journalist with the Apple Daily newspaper at the international airport on Sunday night on a suspected national security charge as he tried to leave the city. This, according to local media, it would be the 7th staffer from the pro-democracy Apple Daily to be arrested on national security grounds in recent weeks. The popular tabloid was forced to close following a raid by several hundred police on its headquarters on June 17th and the freezing of key assets and bank accounts. It printed its last edition just days ago on Thursday. Egypt's President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi and Jordan's King Abdullah held a summit with Iraq's president on Sunday in the first visit by an Egyptian head of state to Baghdad in 3 decades. Iraq is seeking to move closer to Arab allies of the United States in the Middle East, including Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Jordan. Sisi is the first Egyptian president to visit Baghdad since Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein's troops invaded Kuwait in 1990. Relations between Baghdad and Cairo have improved in recent years, and officials from the two countries have conducted visits. The Jordanian king visited in early 2019 for the first time in 10 years. And Moscow on Sunday recorded the worst daily coronavirus death toll so far for a Russian city as countries across the Asia-Pacific region extended or reimposed restrictions to tackle fresh waves of infections. The pandemic has now killed close to 4 million people across the world, but vaccination drives have brought down infection numbers in many wealthy countries, though the Delta strain of the virus remains a concern. The variant is now in 85 countries and is considered the most contagious of any COVID-19 strain identified, according to WHO. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.